Horn of the Rockies Radio with Dan R., and a gentleman is on the phone with me, and we're going to talk jobs, jobs, and jobs. His name is Brian Termail. He is Senior Director of Public Affairs at the Associated General Contractors. First off, Brian, thank you for joining us here at Heart of the Rockies Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me, Associated General Contractors, what does that consist of? What is that?
We are the trade association that represents the commercial construction industry. So our members build everything except for single-family homes. They build hospitals, they build schools, they build police stations, apartment buildings, they build ski resorts, they build highways, bridges, dams, ports, and power plants, just about everything but homes.
Wow. Okay, we want to talk about jobs, especially here in Colorado. With the election of Donald Trump, he surprised many, he surprised myself, when he started talking infrastructure and such a big investment that he wanted to make into the infrastructure here in our country. I mean, you usually just don't hear Republicans talk that way.
No, that's right. One of his central campaign pledges was to invest anywhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion in rebuilding our aging infrastructure, our aging roads, our aging bridges, our old transit systems, our clean water systems, and he also talked about rebuilding our aging inner cities, which we take to mean schools and police stations and fire stations and sort of that urban core. And that's got a tremendous potential to benefit, obviously, the construction industry, right? If we can invest that much in infrastructure upgrades, that will put a lot of construction workers to work in jobs that pay about 10% higher than the average non-farm job in the United States. At the same time, putting that kind of investment into our infrastructure will help just about anyone in today's economy, whether it's getting tourists to ski resorts or whether it's getting parts to factories minutes before they need to be installed on the car that's being made there, or whether you run a service business where you're going from home to home fixing furnaces, the less traffic you have, the fewer delays you have, the more efficient our transportation system is, the more money you have to invest in new staff or new equipment or new technology as opposed to money you're burning on the highway.
Now, are you excited about Donald Trump, our president-elect's plan on the infrastructure, or are you guarded? Take a wait-and-see attitude.
It's somewhere between excited and wait-and-see. He has said a lot of things that are very exciting, but none of us have seen any details about his infrastructure proposal. And in Washington, people are really good about spending a lot of time talking about stuff we know nothing about. So we're going to reserve judgment. We're going to try to reserve judgment until we see the details. But we certainly are, I think I'd put it as we're cautiously optimistic.
There you go. Okay, besides Donald Trump's plan for the infrastructure, how do you see, how does your association see the future in general contractors, things being built, especially here in Colorado?
No, that's a good question. We are just wrapping up. We do every year we survey our members and ask their expectations for the coming year. And we are set to release in the next couple of days our 2017 outlook. And it's a very optimistic outlook. Contractors expect every segment of the construction industry, private sector, public sector, to grow in 2017. And a little over two-thirds of them expect that they'll be expanding their headcount next year. So more work and more workers doing that work. And so they're very excited. There are a few things that contractors remain quite concerned about. One of them is it's still very hard to find qualified workers in many parts of the country. We just don't do a good job recruiting or preparing young folks for high-paying careers in construction. And then they're worried about rising costs for everything from providing health care to complying with a host of regulatory measures from the federal government and from state and local governments, that and those costs cut into their, obviously, into their profit margin. So, but yes, all in all, an optimistic outlook for the industry. I think Colorado has been a very strong market for many of our members. Denver in particular has been quite the boomtown for a couple of years now in terms of construction. But most of the other metro areas in the state have seen pretty robust job growth over the year. The only metro area that that really hasn't added jobs in Colorado in the last year is Grand Junction, which lost 200 during the last year. But statewide, you added over 12,800 jobs in construction in the last 12 months.
You sort of touched on what I wanted to wind up here, Brian, because our schools in this area are going back to, I want to say, the way they used to do it, and that is to train in shop, in auto mechanics, going back more to the trades. Would you, I'm sure you're a big proponent of that, would you advise a high school student the construction trades would be good for you?
I would certainly encourage any high school student to look into high-paying careers in construction. There are a couple reasons why it's a should be considered a viable career path. Pays well, 10% more than the average job in the United States. You get the satisfaction, and every construction worker you talk to will tell you the same story, that when they're driving around town with their family on the weekends, the kids always point to whatever project they're working on and say, that's daddy's bridge, that's mommy's building, that's, you know, that's my brother's school project that he built. There's this pride that comes with leaving a physical legacy of your work. And unlike a lot of other jobs that pay well in this country, construction doesn't require you to have a college degree for most of the craft positions. You do need some training, but you don't need a college degree, which means that you'll have less debt when you start working than many of your friends. And you'll be able to start accumulating toys or buying a nice house far faster than most other folks who are stuck in a fluorescent-lit cube farm every day. Now, it's hard work. A lot of it is outside. And the people that we know that work in construction, happen to love the physical challenge. They love being outside. They love that technology is a big part of construction. But it's certainly a profession everyone ought to consider, and it's one that's evolving pretty rapidly as many firms get more tech-savvy as well.
Brian Termail, Senior Director of Public Affairs at the Associated General Contractors. Brian, thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy holidays.